Thanks to for his presentation. I agree with what is said in the guidance, and I just want to add on top of what has already been said there, one more merit of video conferences or virtual meetings. I do think that virtual meetings can be very flexible and can allow us to meet more frequently and for longer time each time we meet, so as to reach agreement or conclusion faster actually than physical meetings. Because in the last 2 years, China has conducted bilateral treaty negotiations with our treaty partners, and have actually been able to conclude some of those treaties quite fast in the last 2 years. And I recall that in the multilateral negotiation for the two-pillar solution at the OECD, at the beginning of the pandemic, people were worried that the negotiation would be, I mean, the pace would be slowed down because of the pandemic, because people could not meet. But at the end of the day, after 2 years of having virtual meetings, people surprisingly found out and realized that if without this pandemic, without all those virtual meetings, we would not have been able to reach agreement on the framework, I mean, last October, so fast. So that enlightened me that based on my experiences, both on bilateral negotiations and in multilateral negotiations, I think virtual meetings have a strong merit in that regard compared to physical meetings, more flexible and meet more frequently. Thank you very much. So I'm just hoping that